Welcome to the Health Ranger Report here on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and today we're joined by Dave Hodges of The Common Sense Show. That's his website, thecommonsenseshow.com. And Dave and I have spoken for many years. I've interviewed him dozens of times, but we haven't interviewed him recently, so we've got to catch up. He's got new intel on what's happening with drug cartels, bribery, infestation of America with communists, and sabotage that's happening domestically, and other topics. So, Dave, welcome back. It's great to have you back on.
Well, thanks, Mike, for having me. It's great to be on.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time to join us. And I know you don't have video today, but we'll put your website or a picture up for you there. But give us, how close are we to World War III, number one, right now? And then I want to talk about domestic sabotage that seems to be happening with the trains. But let's start with World War III.
Well, I think we're perilously close. The reports are now, and I've got this from very good sources, that there are several Soviet subs parked off our East Coast. Now, whether this is blustering or not, we've got to take it seriously, but we don't seem to be. And then, of course, the UK defense minister yesterday came out and said, we need to go to martial law because we're already started World War III. And then, of course, we've seen all the photos at various ports in Europe with American military equipment being offloaded. And so we're just waiting for the Russians to make the first move on more firm ground as we get into the spring. And I think all hell is going to break loose. Ukraine is a defeated state. It's destroyed. It's decimated. They've lost the war. We're just provoking Russia into more further offensive action so we can somehow, to the citizens of the world, justify starting World War III, which could wipe out 5 billion people.
Yeah, we seem to be right on the verge. And it seems like the U.S. is trying to provoke it. For example, the Nord Stream pipeline destruction, that was insane. And now we see the intelligence community trying to come up with a cover story, like five guys in a rowboat did it or something, which is insane.
No, I know.
Absurd. So let's talk about then domestically. Train sabotage, is that an issue? Food industry, food infrastructure, energy, refineries. How deep is the sabotage taking place right now?
Well, I think we're in the early stages. I think we're going to see significantly more. I do think, though, that there's a little deception going on here, distraction. Hunter Biden laptop issue was really gaining steam, and then we started to see all these domestic incidences take place with sabotage to our infrastructure. But I think it's just getting started. They need another one, another distraction because of Tucker Carlson's J6. I find it interesting. They call him a domestic terrorist now, and he's a national security threat. And what he's done is just played raw footage from Capitol videos.
I know.
In other words, it's just the narrative that the truth is what we say it is. And if you say anything else, we're going to try to destroy you. You saw the Capitol Police. They're walking peacefully and escorting many of the protesters through the halls of Congress. Now, they're still guilty of trespass. But that's a 30-day offense at the most, probably a fine and some restitution costs. But getting 4 years for this, and then we saw the guy with the funny garb. I forget the guy's name.
The Q shaman guy.
There you go. And he's praying for the Capitol officers, and they're treating him like royalty. It's absolutely insane he's doing 4 years. But see, it's the gulag Soviet mentality of the Stalin era that's come to America now. And they're basically saying, hey, if we don't like what you're saying or doing, we will lock you away for as long as we want and we'll fabricate evidence. And the interesting thing is, too, is withholding that evidence that would have been a huge factor in the trials of many of these people where it showed clearly there was no insurrection. This is grounds for disbarment on one end because you're withholding exculpatory evidence. And number two, it's criminal. These people should be going to prison, and I'm talking these people would be the committee members of the J6 committee. They should be going to prison for doing this.
Yeah, exactly. It's an incredible thing to watch this. And, you look at Mitch McConnell also saying that he doesn't want this footage to come out either, which is just incredible. Again, it's just video footage. Why don't we have the right to see all the footage? And why is Tucker Carlson a terrorist for showing the video that should belong to we the people? We pay the money, we pay everything for government to run. So it's just incredible.
It's a question of shut up the subject, sit down, do what we say or else. And you're absolutely right about the Tucker Carlson situation. But this is part and parcel all the way across the country. The J6 withholding of these exculpatory tapes for many of these defendants is the same kind of injustice we see with Merrick Garland's Gestapo stormtroopers arresting pastors for praying in front of abortion clinics, not posing any threat, exercising a First Amendment right, and they kick in their doors, they point guns at their kids' heads. They're doing it also to school board protesters. I've interviewed people that have had their homes broken into by the FBI. This is just the nature of what America has become. We are now a police state.
We're a police state. We're being attacked by all our own officials at this point. And then also we're facing attacks from communist China and possibly a nuclear attack from Russia, which may be provoked by the West on purpose in order to get a U.S. city nuked. And then did you see the other day that Lindsey Graham said that we should use the military to go after Mexico? What do you think of that, Dave? The idea of the U.S. military, I guess we're going to fight a three-front war, right? We're going to fight China and Russia and half of Mexico, apparently, at this point. What's your response to the idea of throwing the military into Mexico to fight the drug cartels?
You know, I can't stand Lindsey Graham. He is a traitor to this country. He's the ultimate rhino. But in this instance, I agree with him, and here's why. Fentanyl is the leading cause of death in my state, Arizona, for all ages. Across the nation, ages 15 to 24, which gets into our prime fighting ages for potential military, 100,000 Americans are dying each year because of this. The fentanyl comes from China. It goes to the cartel subordinates of China to distribute in the United States, and they're causing death and destruction. It's intentional. At Halloween, they tried to disguise fentanyl as, Halloween candy. And so there is an attempt to kill Americans, and China is behind it. The cartels are the facilitators, and the Mexican government's looking the other way. I never thought I'd be in a position in a public show like yours to ever endorse Lindsey Graham's views, but in this one, I agree. We need a strike force that takes out the cartels, and we can do it viciously and effectively from the air.
Well, that's fascinating to hear, because I have a lot of reservations about that. Number one, why don't we just protect the border? First of all, if we're going to use the military, let's put the military on the border, and we can stop a lot of that fentanyl trafficking.
Right? That's part A. I agree. That's part A. But there needs to be retribution. When you have four Americans that are seized by the cartels and two of them are murdered, and they're doing no more than seeking medical services, it's time for the military to act. Past presidents would have done more for less.
Well, that's truly fascinating. Well, I'm wondering, Dave, what about the fact that we've sent so much of the U.S. military over to, in terms of equipment, artillery, and so on, to Ukraine, and munitions. And it begs the question, what are we going to have left to fight with if China invades the United States, perhaps with the drug cartels, right? What about anti-tank weapons domestically? What about artillery munitions domestically, or command vehicles, or armored carrier vehicles? It seems like everything's going to Ukraine at this point.
I agree. The Secretary of the Navy agrees with you. I'm surprised he still has his job. He came out about, 5 or 6 weeks ago, and he said, we need to make a decision if we're going to defend America or defend Ukraine. I'm paraphrasing, but that's effectively the core of his message, because we are sending way too much to Ukraine. It's not just the cost to America. It's the detriment of our national defense. And I will tell you this, there's a caveat I'm going to offer for Lindsey Graham's suggestion about using the military. If Lindsey Graham is a traitor to this country, he might well know that perhaps this will trigger an automatic response from Mexico, China, and possibly Russia, because China and Russia own Mexico. And I think that there is a possibility that they want to make us the instigators to cross our border and attack America. Oh. That's why I'm saying it's a caveat to Lindsey Graham.
You hit upon something there. Because you in previous interviews, we've talked about United Nations, right? And UN troops coming into the U.S. If the U.S. attacked Mexico, that would actually be the perfect excuse for the UN to say that, we have to counter that. We have to go into the U.S. and stop the U.S. from attacking its neighbor, which is what the State Department blames Russia for doing with Ukraine, right?
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I think that when we're looking at this, let me put it this way. We know there is an untold amount of Chinese soldiers that are in the Sierra Madres in Mexico. That's been reported on for years. First reports came from Steve Quayle, but if anyone has ever looked at this, they know this is a true fact. We also have a pincer movement, perhaps in the West, because we know there's over 200,000 troops in the northern part of British Columbia on native land where they own casinos, and the Chinese have moved in and they've bought off the natives, they bought off Trudeau, and they could cross the border on the north. So we're facing incursion from two different borders. Wow. And that's why the Lindsey Graham suggestion may be dangerous, but I agree with you. We need to have the border secure, but we need to do it with the military. We are at war. And when cartels are detected crossing our border, and sometimes they cross in armored vehicles, and this is not being reported in the media, but my border patrol sources have told me about this, they need to be taken out with extreme prejudice. And this is why I favor the use of the military.
Well, that's, see, one of my fears, I'd love your reaction to this, but one of my fears is that what if the U.S. military rolls all this equipment into Mexico, and then just like Kabul in Afghanistan, we pull out all of a sudden and leave behind all this military for the Mexican drug cartels, which sounds exactly like something that Biden would pull off. You know, it's like, oh, roll all this stuff down there and then just leave it behind. And then we'd be facing like Texas or Arizona, where you are, we'd be facing highly armed Mexican drug cartels with U.S. military equipment. You know, what do you think about that scenario?
I don't disagree with you. That is, Biden is the ultimate traitor. He's owned by China. We all know that. So do I think that's a possibility? Absolutely. But what I'm talking about is not a military occupation of any portion of Mexico. I'm talking about getting the intel using aerial satellite surveillance and taking out the transporters of drugs to the United States. You just flat take them out. You create effectively a neutral zone within maybe 20 miles of the U.S.-Mexican border. I've talked to a military person about this. He used to be a general in RSOF, and he told me, he said, we can do surgical strikes and basically make them afraid to move.
Wow.
And yeah, he said, we don't have to send the military across the border. That's why I said it could be done through satellite surveillance and aerial attacks.
Okay, really good point. Yeah, you're exactly right. We have the drones, we have the satellites, we have the ability to do that, but just not the political willingness to do that. Let's shift topics here for a second. And let me ask you about the banking system. You know, you saw the videos of the FDIC board members warning last year about the coming bank bail-ins. And still most of America has no clue that this is coming. They don't even know what bail-ins are. You know, bail-ins is when the bank just takes your money and says, it's ours now, which frankly, it was from day one. Any idea of what's going to be the trigger or when you think this is going to happen?
I don't know. But I do know this. You're absolutely right about the ability for the banks to take your money. Dodd-Frank, that was passed in 2010 during the Obama administration, gives the banks permission to take your money. You are deemed to be an unsecured creditor when you put your money in the bank. The only reason they don't take it now is they want you to keep putting your money in the bank. But when they reach a crisis point where they've got to hoard gold, which they're doing now because they know the dollar is going to go down. And we saw, as you referenced, that Twitter feed between the FDIC and the Federal Reserve where they're saying, keep this story from the public. We don't need people taking their money out of the bank. Now, I know I'm paraphrasing, but that's in effect what they said. We are looking at a situation now where they're admitting there's going to be a bank failure. And with Dodd-Frank, and there was a federal district court judge 2 years later in 2012 that upheld Dodd-Frank, that they can take your money from the bank. I'm advising people. In fact, we're going through a revision in the Hodges family. We're going to reallocate some resources coming Monday for this same reason. And I'm telling people right now, Do not keep the bulk of your assets in the bank. Yeah. There's plenty of places you can go, but palladium, platinum, gold was the number one earner last year. Silver was number two. The stock market went down 20%. Bitcoin's in the toilet because of FTX, and I think that was intentional to destroy Bitcoin's competition with the coming Fed dollar that's digital. So there's a lot going on right now in the banking industry, but I'm telling people right now who are hearing this, you are a fool if you keep the bulk of your money in the bank.
100% agree with you on that. People need to have alternatives. Obviously, gold and silver, physical silver in their hands, junk silver, so-called, you know, constitutional silver, pre-1965 silver coins, but also seeds, perhaps ammunition,
There you go.
I've even recommended, you know, power tools, because power tools will always have value and you can recharge them off solar systems, and you're going to have to rebuild after what's coming. After the zombies roll through your town, you're going to need some power tools.
One of my tag phrases, you need guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools.
There you go. Yeah, we agree on all that. And you need to be away from the cities as much as you can. See, I want to ask you this too, Dave. We know the bank bail-ins are coming. We know the day will arrive when the transaction systems just break down and do not work. And that includes food stamps. And there are what, almost 50 million Americans on food stamps now under Biden, 48 million, whatever the number is. That's 48 million angry, enraged, you know, mob members, basically, who are going to burn down the local store where they used to spend their food stamps. If you're anywhere near those cities, you're toast. What do you think the cities are going to look like, Dave, when that happens?
They're going to be war zones. Gangs will proliferate. People will join gangs out of fear and self-protection. The warlord concept will start to emerge in these cities. And if you look at the continuity of government rules that were brought into place in the 50s, the plan is to encircle a city and let the citizens fight it out, then move in on the cleanup. The authorities will not come in and rescue. 911 will be worthless. The police aren't coming. You are on your own. And you talked about these 48 million food stamp recipients that will be rioting. Well, they're almost all in our city. So the message is you need to get the hell out of the city.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, Dave, off camera before we started, you were telling me about a situation that's affected people that you know directly about, I believe, drug cartel money, perhaps bribery, infiltration of politics in Arizona. You want to give us a quick brief of that situation?
Well, let me give it to you really personally. And I didn't know what it was when it happened to me. It was about 2 months ago. I had a catastrophic flat tire. It just totally shredded. Fortunately, I was going at a low speed of about 25 miles an hour. And so I didn't have trouble bringing my car to a stop. I called AAA. They sent out a road service. And I'm in the panhandle of Nebraska at the time. So I'm not in familiar territory. This guy comes out and he looks at my tire and I says, "What do you think? Did I get a screw or a couple of nails or what?" He goes, "Someone cut this tire, Dave, but I've seen this before. They cut it so you wouldn't lose air." And he says, do you have an enemy?" And I dismissed it as just nonsense. Okay, then cycle forward. Carrie Lake, the defrauded Arizona gubernatorial candidate of the Republican Party, she had the same thing happen to her daughter.
Oh, that's right. And I remember seeing that.
Exact same thing. And I did not know that when I had my flat tire. I came upon that information later. Then John Thelen, and more to the point of what you wanted to talk about, he's the owner of the law firm, the independent nonpartisan law firm that is investigating cartel ties to top politicians and judges in 26 states. And he's really focused a lot on Arizona. And this happened to him and his tire. And I did not know this till I was talking to an agent who is setting up an interview between the two of us. And she brought this up to me. And I says, "Oh, my God, they tried to assassinate me." And what was I talking about during this time? I'm talking about the cartel connection that exists between Arizona politicians and the cartel. And oftentimes it's China, but it all comes back to the cartel. People have to understand that when you talk about the cartel, you're talking about China. And when you talk about China, you're talking about the cartel. And I'll just give you one real good example here, and then I'll tell you the personal story I was involved in about a year and a half ago. Adrian Fontes, the discredited Maricopa County clerk and recorder, fraudulently got elected to the Secretary of State. And of course, you know, in Maricopa County, where the election was decided, 60% of the voting machines went down at opening in primarily GOP residential areas. And so he ascended to the Secretary of State. He represented the assassins of border agent Brian Terry during the Fast and Furious cartel situation, where we were sending guns into Mexico to facilitate violence. And this was to the Obama administration. And this led to the demise of Eric Holder, where he was found in contempt of Congress. And Obama had no choice but to get rid of him. And this is Adrian Fontes. Now, also Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio has given me all the information you could ever want on this criminal. He's tied to the cartel. He does legal representation of them, which is not a crime unto itself. but I've been told that he does cross the line. And I have to say, I've been told. Could I prove that in a court of law? No, but I do know he represents cartel members connected to the casinos in California. And isn't it coincidental they shut down churches and schools in California during the lockdowns, but they kept the casinos open?
Right.
And that's Adrian Fontes' handiwork. He is total cartel. Carrie Lake has come out and basically said the same thing as well, too. Now, let's get right down to the nitty gritty, and then I'll conclude this the question that you have with my personal experience from a year and a half ago. But I just want to point out that I've read the Brager report where Mrs. Brager was working for John Thelen, and she brought in a report at the invitation of, who was it? I can't remember now. The state representative invited her in, and she had thousands of documents to prove what she was saying. And what's happening, and what's happened in Arizona for a long time, and she said it's in 26 states, but she only focused on her Arizona presentation for Arizona. And what they do is the cartel gets land, and let's say the land is worth $100,000 or the house is worth $175,000, and they double inflate the value. They use fake mortgage companies, fake signatures. They had all this documented, verified by handwriting signature verification experts. And I mean, we're talking thousands of documents to verify this. And it's linked to the recruitment of the Sinaloas to lawyers, and then they make them judges, and then they rule against voter fraud cases that are really apparent, like the recent one that happened in Arizona and then in 2020. And these people line their pockets. The governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, who, by the way, her husband cuts the genitals off kids for a living at Phoenix Children's Hospital. She has benefited, according to these reports, to the tune of $500,000. Let me tell you my personal story.
Wait a second, Dave, real quick. Back on this real estate scheme, as you describe it. So this is kind of a money laundering operation where somebody buys a house, let's say, for $500,000, and then some other party that wants to push extra money to that person comes along and offers like $1 million for the house, way overvalued, and then the original owner just gets an extra $500K. Is that the kind of what you're talking about?
Well, there's a split of the proceeds, yes, but a lot of it ends up being pushed back into the hands of these politicians and judges to play ball.
I see.
In fact, the report, the Brager report, was fantastic because she even detailed in depth about a secret organization within the Mesa Police Department, which is a city of about 300,000 people that's contiguous to Phoenix. It's a suburb. And they go after people with fake charges, and they go after them in terms of the ones who interfere with the operating, let's put it this way. Anyone who's in the way of this racketeering is a potential target of the Mesa Police Department.
Wow.
And she said the whole city of Mesa is a criminal enterprise. But that sounds outrageous, but I've seen the documentation. It's unbelievably detailed. And I have seen a lot of it with my own eyes. Let me just give you an example.
Yeah.
Remember, if you're talking cartels, you're talking China. Well, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, mostly made up of Republicans, four Republicans and a Democrat, are as corrupt as the day is long. Bill Gates, who was a guy named Bill Gates, who, by the way, was a former student of mine, former psychology student. And he was a good guy then, but politics has wrecked him. He has all kinds of associations with China, as does many of the other supervisors. And they started a political action campaign with the county clerk and recorder to work against America First candidates in Arizona, such as Carrie Lake. And it was just incredible. The people who conducted the fraudulent election in 2022 were not Democrats primarily. They were Republicans.
Wow.
But see, the Republican leadership is owned by the same people that control the Democrats. Let me give you an example. At the local level, the governor that we had in Arizona, outgoing Ducey, big time China. They took his fledgling ice cream business called Stone Cone Creamery, made him a millionaire, and then they owned him. And then three of the five supervisors heavily into the Chinese organizations where they take money from China. Well, anyway, go to the national level. So this is state level in Arizona, but go to the national level. Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy and Rhonda McDaniel, the head of the RNC, all receive FTX money. They all receive money from China. Now, yes. Mitch McConnell, his wife, her parents own, or they don't own, but they control the six largest ports in China. And Mitch McConnell receives $25 million from a shell corporation that he says he's making money from. That's on his senatorial financial disclosure. He tries to make it look like legitimate income, but it's a $25 million annual bribe. That's why he's soft on Taiwan, why he's soft on Japan in South Korean protection. He is all pro-China. He's as bad as Biden.
Wow.
So yeah. The whole Republican Party, I've quit the Republican Party. I will vote for Republicans. I'll send them money as I can afford to, the ones I like. But the Republican Party is as corrupt as the Democratic Party now because the ownership is controlled by the globalists.
Well, then final question for you today. What do you think about Trump right now? And number one, do you think he'll get the nomination, or will they find a way to push him out? And what do you think about Trump? If he gets in, would he do... he was surrounded by do nothing traitors last time. What would be different this time? That's my question to you.
He won't be. We don't have to go that far. He'll get the nomination perhaps if it goes that far, but he won't be elected. And here's why. DHS had discussions about the potential assassination of Trump while he was president. And my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, Doug Thornton, former DHS, he told me the discussions they had were the way they would take Trump out would not be through a JFK, RFK assassination, a lone nut assassin with a diary stating what they're going to do. No one will believe that. So they anticipated it would be a mass casualty event in which Trump would be in an event and he would happen to be a collateral damage in the views of the assassins. Sure. And this is the way they'll take him out. He will not be allowed to do what he's going to do. If you go back to the origins of the Wuhan flu, that was brought here purposely to America to unseat Trump because he was so hard on the Democrats, so hard on China with regard to trade and military. And so what they did is they brought Wuhan here. So you saw all these things appear in our elections that never appeared before. Ballot boxes for unsupervised stuffing, ballot harvesting, sending out ballots. I had a family member get 7 ballots from the Democratic Party. And so when you look at all these things, the Wuhan flu was constructed to unseat the MAGA Republicans, and it succeeded with massive voter fraud started with the Wuhan flu and the election changes. China and the Democrats are in business together. I believe that they serve the ideals of communism, and all you have to do is look at our nation and how we've shifted to really come to that conclusion. And Mike, I'll give you my bottom line. I'm a Christian, and when you look at communism, what their goals are, they serve Satan. And I think, honestly, this is what we're dealing with.
I completely agree with you. Communism is the political expression of Luciferianism. And they have taken over almost every institution in our society today. Well,
Mike, before we close, can I tell you a quick story that happened a year and a half ago? And I've got to be careful because there's what I can prove and there's what I know, and I'll be real clear in that. I was invited repeatedly by a lady named Mona Patton to Prescott, Arizona, about 2 hours north of where I live, to speak to groups of about 500 people about what was going on. Big topics were election fraud. Well, she's a realtor in that town. Now, she's really skitty. She'll talk to me privately, but she is done being public. She disbanded her organization, and here's why. We found a potential state senator, and I say this is potential, okay? She was selling land that was worth no more than $20,000, and she was selling it for $500,000. And we found repeated examples of this. Now, the county clerk and recorder would have known Mona pulled the records, and she was a George Soros-supported appointee. And so obviously she'd be connected to nefarious groups up there. And we think that this county clerk and recorder actually reported to this potential state senator. And somewhere this led to a chain of events where when Mona returned home with her boyfriend one night, they were the victims of attempted assassination. Gun pointed at her face, trigger pulled, gun misfired. Then the guy got off a shot and shot her boyfriend in the head. He remained conscious briefly, but he was able to return fire, hit the man, disabled him. The police come, from the Chino Valley police come to the scene. They declared an attempted first-degree homicide. And the prosecutors of Yavapai County, the county in which this occurred, the ones that let Hunter Biden off the Prescott Airport when he had crack cocaine in the backseat of his car, that made national news, these same prosecutors prosecuted this guy on the lesser of all charges. I mean, Arizona is a conservative state, but we have been taken over by a minority of people that are total anarchists, total pro-China, total criminal cartel investment. This is absolutely incredible what's going on. Now, I'm gathering evidence against this state senator, and we're going to go public with this. And I've disseminated this evidence so they can't flatten any more of my tires and end my story, because I have other people that are holding this information as well. But when the Brager report came out and said, you have top politicians in your state on the take from China and the cartels that are involved in money laundering operations, I have experienced this firsthand myself.
Okay, well, I would say obviously be extremely careful because of what you just said. If it's true, then your life is going to be in danger until you get this information out. But I mean, you've been in that situation before. I know I'm not telling you anything new, but
yeah,
just watch your back. These are very dangerous times. So the website, folks, is thecommonsenseshow.com, and our guest has been Dave Hodges. Dave, thank you for joining me today. Fascinating discussion. Always good to have you on.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Thanks for watching, folks. Again, Dave Hodges from thecommonsenseshow.com. And today's interview is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com. And as you can see, it's funny we're talking about gold and silver because we've got all our silver products lined up here today. We've got our silver first aid gel, our colloidal silver mouthwash. I even put a little stack of silver coins there for you. Those are buffaloes that I got from our silver sponsor, the Treasure Island Coins Company. But anyway, we got all our colloidal silver there and our colloidal silver spray, the nasal spray in those small spray bottles down there. And the colloidal silver first aid gel is something that I formulated using Texas rainwater and seven essential oils combined with some xanthan gum. And it's a really powerful topical first aid gel. People love that product. So be sure to check all that out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching today. I hope you enjoyed the interview. As always, feel free to post it on other channels and other websites. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless America. Take care, everybody.